Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching or listening in from. Today, I want to talk about a decision that is happening within the next 24 to 48 hours that could potentially have a pretty large impact on the Bitcoin market, even though the fate of this decision, the outcome seems to almost be a certainty at this point in time. And I'm talking specifically about another Bitcoin ETF in the final stages of approval, which is set to be determined by August 23rd. And we'll talk about what outcome this could potentially have on the market, what a lot of people are talking about in general. Also want to talk about a new Ethereum dApp that's basically brand new. It's kind of interesting to see it play out, but I think it might be something that is fairly silly, but could actually be something to kind of keep an eye on and watch out for, because sometimes the simplest, silliest things when it comes to these decentralized applications are what takes off the most and what has the most success. And this is specifically a rocks, paper, scissors shoot app on the Ethereum blockchain. So we'll talk about that in general as we get into today's episode. Before we get started today, I want to talk to you guys about my friends over at LinkedIn Talent Solutions. Especially for your crypto projects out there, you know that the right hire can make a huge impact on your business. And that's why it's so important to find the right person. But where can you actually find that right individual? I mean, you could try posting on the job boards, but as a former recruiter myself, I know that that doesn't really always work. And instead, find the right person who will help grow your business, grow your crypto project with LinkedIn. As many of you know, it is the world's largest professional network. Over 70% of the US is actually on there. But the interesting thing, the cool thing about LinkedIn, and even as a former LinkedIn employee myself, is most LinkedIn employees haven't actually gone to the job boards recently, but 9 out of 10 of them are open to new opportunities. And that is much of the reason why there is a new hire made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. So if you are a crypto project, if you or own a business in general, go over to linkedin.com/Bobby and get $50 off your first job post. Again, that's linkedin.com/BOBBY to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply. Let's hop into the episode. Hopping over here onto the prices in the past 24 hours. Things have, for the most part, traded in a pretty tight window. Bitcoin is up about 2% in the past 24 hours. Ethereum up close to 2%. Ripple up about 2%. But most things in the top 10 have been up slightly. And basically everything in the top 100, either in about a 5% loss to a 5% gain radius. So nothing too outrageous when it comes to trading in the past 24 hours. And I think there has been a lot of uncertainty around this, or there has been a little bit of thought around the SEC and this Bitcoin futures ETF that is occurring right now. And this certainly does not have everything to attribute to the price of Bitcoin, but I think this is going to be a potential reason for a Bitcoin drop that we might see happen in the next 24 to 48 hours. And so if you're unfamiliar with it, first of all, I will put a link to this CoinDesk article below in the description on the YouTube channel and the podcast. But there is an SEC decision that is happening. The deadline is August 23rd. And the big ETF that a lot of people have pointed to in the past, and I've talked about this before. Unfortunately, I have to continue talking about it for quite some time. But the Bitcoin ETF, and then the Bitcoin ETF. But the one that a lot of people have talked about, and the one that really the market dumped a decent amount after the ETF was pushed back, was the VanEck Solid X ETF. For a couple of different reasons, a lot of people are excited about that VanEck Solid X ETF because it is physical. It is physical Bitcoin, or it is backed by physical Bitcoin. It is not futures. There's also a very high minimum number. I believe it was 25 Bitcoin. And VanEck and Solid X, VanEck specifically, is a well-known company in the ETF space. Now, there is another ETF application that is currently open, and this is the ProShares ETF application. And there are two proposals that they have running, and they are for Bitcoin futures. And unlike the VanEck Solid X ETF, which is for physical Bitcoin, meaning that it is backed specifically by physical Bitcoin in that ETF. So if the ETF is trading at a specific value, let's just say there's 100,000 Bitcoin owned by that ETF, then for every share you have. For example, you're kind of, that is represented by a physical Bitcoin behind the scenes. On the other side of the spectrum, this ProShares ETF is for Bitcoin futures. So you're trading against futures, and the ProShares ETF is trading against futures of Bitcoin and not necessarily the physical Bitcoin. So some people have brought up negative points to that. Some people brought up positive points to that. But for the most part, the outcome of this is, I would say, mostly doubtful that this will be approved. And for good thoughts on this, I've looked to, and this is somebody also I recommended on Twitter that you give a follow to today. It's Alex Kruger. It's at @crypto_macro. I put a link to the tweet storm in this video below as well. But so he had mentioned this a few different days ago. So the ProShares Bitcoin ETF, the SEC is to approve or reject it by August 23rd. It's the final deadline. The market is barely talking about this for good reason. Most of the criticisms applicable to the CBOE Bitcoin ETF proposal are applicable to the ProShares Bitcoin ETF as well. So there's already been criticisms that have happened about the CBOE ETF that has been addressed loudly. The ProShares Bitcoin ETF also falls under those similar negative criticisms that have been talked about as well. But kind of going into what he had mentioned before, outside of the thread, Alex basically said, and Alex was spot on in regards to the, I think it was the August 10th Bitcoin potentially ETF approval for the VanEck SolidX. He was doubtful on that for a number of different reasons. So he was basically spot on with that. So I don't have a ton of reason to not necessarily doubt him, but I highly value his opinion. And he says, in short, the odds of approval are close to zero. Mark the date on your calendars nonetheless, as one should expect the market to tank on rejection news Thursday, August 23rd. It is, though it could be sooner. And so this is something that I think you're going to want to keep an eye on if you are trading these markets as a, you know, as somebody who might be trading Bitcoin and trading other crypto assets. What I would expect to happen personally and kind of my thought process on this is, I think that there is a decent chance for Bitcoin to sell off following the news of this ETF getting pushed back. The reason for that being, like Alex said, there is minimal chances for this ETF to be approved. It's in the final deadline. It falls under a lot of the criticisms of the CBOE ETF. But when a lot of this happens, you're going to see articles from CNBC, you're going to see articles from Forbes, this, that, the other thing, that are saying, you know, another Bitcoin ETF declined, another Bitcoin ETF declined. Not necessarily FUD. It's not fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It's just, you know, it's facts. Something is getting declined if it does indeed get declined. But it's going to have negative news in the headlines once again, and it's just another reason for people to sell off or for short sellers to kind of continue to push that narrative. So I'm expecting a sell-off in the next 24 hours. I wouldn't doubt that to happen tomorrow. As of recording this, it's August 21st. I would not doubt for that to happen on August 22nd. And you know, this is primarily focused on Bitcoin, but on the other side of the house, typically when Bitcoin moves negatively, at least we've seen recently, alts are even affected in a greater manner. Alts might sell off harder. So that is something that I think will probably happen in the next 24 to 36 hours. We'll see Bitcoin sell off with this ETF news of this ETF rejection news. Alts will sell off harder as it goes down as well. So this is something I'm keeping an eye on. And, you know, whether you're going to do anything about that or not, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily incredibly material news. Like we've talked about, like I just said, I am not expecting this to get approved. I don't think a Bitcoin ETF will likely be approved until February of 2019 with the VanEck SolidX ETF, if at the soonest. But we're going to continue to see these narratives and these pushbacks and these denials in the news, and that could be a reason for a sell-off. So whether or not you might be trading on, whether or not you might be trading it back into fiat, or you're not going to do anything at all, or you're going to be shorting on BitMEX or OneFox or whatever it might be, that's up to you. But that's just kind of my personal opinion as I'm looking at how some of this might pan out. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, outside of just Bitcoin and the price of some of these assets with the ETF, one thing that I thought is actually kind of cool, and this is, it's 0xfair.com. It is an Ethereum blockchain rocks, paper, scissor game. And It's actually kind of cool. Playing it, use MetaMask. It's pretty easy. This was actually my game. Nobody took me up on it because I did a 0.05 ETH bet. But apparently, if you do a smaller bet like 0.001 Ethereum or 0.01, you have a much better chance of actually getting that filled out. But pretty much, you place a bet, you pick, you place a bet and you pick rocks, rock, paper, scissors, shoot, and go for it. And you can play on the Ethereum blockchain and win if you win Ethereum if, or you win Ether if you actually win the game. And it's, to me, it seems like one of those things that might catch on for a little bit and potentially clog the Ethereum network and then lose steam. I think it could potentially be like a crypto kitty type game or something else like that, where, you know, people love to bet, people like to play rocks, paper, scissors, and people like to win Ethereum. You know, the proof of weak hands and those like decentralized Ponzi games that I'm not a fan of, but those games caught on pretty quickly and, you know, didn't necessarily do great things for the Ethereum network just as a whole from gas prices and other things. But I kind of think that this is early on. I think there's still less than 100 games. I was the 69th game, 69, nice. But I was the 69th game. It's at 73 right now. No relationship. I have no idea who even created this. I think they take 1% of every game. So good for them if they're making 1% cut on all these games. I have no idea how much that might be for them. But it's kind of, it'll be cool to watch this play out and see if it actually turns into anything. And I was joking around on Twitter. Somebody's joking around like, really, rocks, paper, scissors? Like that's what blockchain has come to. But I think kind of any adoption is better than nothing. And I do think that there is going to be a point in time where we see some type of like really simple game or non-fungible token or whatever it might be catch on. And when that is, I have no idea what that will be. I have no idea. Do I think it's going to be this? Probably not. But worth keeping an eye on and seeing what the adoption might be like if people actually start playing with this. And you know, messing around with it or not. Like, there have been simple things, like in a lot of cases, like I said, the simplest things have caught on Ethereum, whether it's been CryptoKitties or it was the Crypto All-Stars cards from back in the day, or even like the Pepe dApps, or, you know, really simple things like that that people can play around with and potentially make money on, potentially not make money on, but could be something fun to watch out for. And just another proof of concept for Ethereum or for any of these other smart contract platforms. Like, can you actually build things on these? Will people actually use them? And how will this end up functioning? I'm keeping an eye on it, and I would recommend, maybe just from an overall perspective of how this ecosystem will look, that you might do so as well. So outside of that, like I said, I mean, the big thing for me right now is I'm keeping an eye on the price of Bitcoin and this SEC announcement. If things get denied, seems like Bitcoin is having a little bit of resistance at the $6,500 mark. If it pumps through that, we'll have to see what ends up happening. You also have to keep in mind that there are a record number of shorts right now on Bitfinex and a number of these other platforms. I think the actual number of shorts is pretty massive and is only second to what we saw in April of 2018, when there was a pretty strong short squeeze. So I'm keeping an eye on the price of Bitcoin right now, the short to long ratio, what's going to happen with this potential SEC denial of the ETF, and what happens if we do see a short squeeze, or if the shorts just kind of went out here with some kind of silly news that everybody's expecting but might still lead to a sell-off, and how that affects the altcoins. So a couple things that I'm keeping an eye on, as well as just the kind of more fun, a little bit more relaxing 0x fair rocks, paper, scissors game that's built on Ethereum as well. Hope you enjoyed this video and podcast. If you did, hit that thumbs up button, hit the like button, would really appreciate that. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.